CliffCentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy. Right next to me, I've got Kerry, the good things girl. What's happening, yo? We are live on cliffcentral.com. We're also live on Facebook Live with all of you guys over there. I might sound a little bit deeper on Facebook Live, but it's only because of the internet connection. It makes me sound like, a bit like Darth Vader.
Darth Vader?
Luke, I am your father.
That's so true.
No, did you watch last week's Facebook Live? If you guys are tuned in and I sound a little bit deep and sort of my voice is like whatever, you can comment and just let me know. All right, so it's Tuesday. We get to hang out with all of you in studio and we get to chat about good things and good things happening in the world. I know that there's a lot going on in the world, and I know that there's a lot of stuff that you can catch up on if you read mainstream media. But here's the reality, right? We don't live with rose-colored glasses on. We just choose to have a balance between good news and bad news and relevant news. So we try and mix that up and really have a balance so we don't get depressed and sort of upset. Otherwise, we will. If you just watch news all the time, Kerry. Kerry's there. Can you see her?
Hey.
What's happening, though?
I'm doing a bit. I've got my Kleenex. Everything's going here. And yes.
Are you sick?
No. You know me.
Okay, she's not
Why
sick.
Why do I usually have Kleenex?
Oh, Kerry cries. So every show, Kerry cries. And you guys are going to be privy to seeing it on the Facebook machine over here.
And it's not because we listen to mainstream media, I mean, like read mainstream media news, because that makes us sad.
No, not at all.
This makes us happy, so it's happy tears.
Totally. We're here to remind you that there's still so many good things in the world and South Africa right now. So inspired, so proudly South African. So much of good news. Kerry and I, we get to chat to a representative from it's WIPRO, who's joined up with IDC, and they've taken another step towards sustainable CSR with their partnership to create technology access for rural school learners. So it's really, really cool. They're going to be in studio in a little bit.
That's incredible.
Which is really cool. Plus, we get to do what we do every week, and that's bring you the top five good news stories. It's the only chart show in South Africa where we chart good news stories. No flippin' joke. We give you something better to chat about when you are at the water cooler, or if you're sort of around, dinner tables. We give you conversations that you can have that are good news orientated. So we're quite excited for that. Kerry sort of searches. She scours the internet to find us the good news stories. And this week, I mean, if you just tune in, you're going to hear
it's
them.
It's not hard either.
No, it's not.
I love
difficult.
It. It's difficult to choose because there's so many.
Well, yeah, you go through them all, right?
Yes.
All of them. So if you guys want to get involved, cliffcentral.com is where you're going to find us. You can also tweet us on cliffcentral.com, Brent Lindekew, Kerry Stain, or you can call 0861 555 189, or we've even got a WhatsApp number, don't we?
Yes, we
what
do.
What is it?
079-748-2090.
It's that easy. We want you guys to get involved. We've got a couple of people that are. Mark Krubler says, "When is Woman Empowered in studio?" Mark, let's sort it out, man. Like, you want to come in here? Let's make it happen. We've also got Yusuf Brumji that's watching us right now.
Yeah.
We love Yusuf. Yusuf, send a big shout out to you guys, man. That is our Facebook Live for the week. So, guys, tune in on the radio. On here. Come here. And then we'll talk. Kerry, every week we do a little bit of a catch-up.
Yes, we do.
And I want to catch up on things that have, you know, just maybe that we've reported on in the past. And where is this? No, I've lost it.
Just some catch-up stuff.
Yeah, just some catch-up stuff. So do you remember it was a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
That the SPCA,
yes.
Well, we didn't know it was the SPCA at the time, but all around Johannesburg, oh, she's laughing because she's like, I know what you're going to talk about.
Yes,
people,
I do.
People were pissed, man. there were these trailers that popped up all around Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And the trailers were advertising a thing called Fight Night.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Night. There was a website that was created called CajunRules.co.za, and it had two pit bull dogs on there, Nitro versus Thor. And it had like a telephone number, and it had this web address, and you could literally get involved.
It was real.
Well, it felt real.
Yes.
It felt pretty real. And so these trailers were all around Johannesburg, and people were angry.
Very.
Angry. They were calling into radio stations.
Yes.
Social media was like, what is wrong? What has the world come to? The website that you could contact to get tickets for this fight crashed. The SPCA's website crashed because people were like, what's going on? Mm. Why aren't you dealing with this? Turns out it was an advertising agency.
Yes.
And they'd come up with this campaign to shake people up, to make them realize that dog fighting is a real problem.
Yeah.
And then the SPCA, they were supposed to have it like the trailers up there for 3 days or whatever. And within 24 hours, they had to put out a press release and go, like, it was us. And we're glad that you're so upset.
People were like, take those trailers away.
Yeah. But the point is, during that time, oh, what was that? During that time, they... Kerry just made the weirdest sound. I don't know if you heard it. but in the past year, they've
I actually put my hand over the microphone.
This is a serious conversation, and you've just made us corpse on live radio. How bizarre. So in that time, they've saved 68 dogs since then. They've saved 68 dogs from dog fighting. And I guess the stats before that were they saved none. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 68 dogs in a year. They arrested 16 people.
Good.
During that time. And the SMS line, I've just lost it now, it raised like 15,000 rand of people SMSing and
that
sort of.
That is incredible.
Yeah,
that
man, really, it's really just, is. It's a good news story because we, I guess people needed to have that like shake up to go, this is a problem, yo.
Mm.
It's a real problem. And I didn't know about it before.
It's horrendous. It really, really is. And I mean, I'm also quite involved with a lot of animal shelters and animal anti-cruelty sort of organizations.
Yeah.
It is. It's a problem. It's a huge problem.
Okay. So we respect when companies do things
really,
like
really
this.
We really, really do. It was, I mean, it was a proper shock and people were angry and upset. But
totally.
When we found out what the objective was and who was behind it, then big ups to you guys.
Big ups to you guys. Something else that you can get involved in right now. There's an event happening on the 9th of June. They were supposed to be in studio and then we had the charity thing last week and it got sort of crazy. But Red Mutt Media got hold of me. They're doing a comedy evening. It's a comedy evening. It's called, I can't say this properly. It's about dogs as well, right? But it's actually not. Because it's Come Diggity Dog.
Yeah, Come Diggity Dog, dog.
Isn't that a song?
Yes.
Come Diggity Dog.
It's a That's so clever.
Come Diggity Dog comedy night at Cedar Woods of Sandton.
Mm.
And it's a whole bunch of really good comedians that are going to be there. Chris Forrest. I mean, if I name them, they're all here. They're all going and it's all for charity. So that's what I care about. It's you get to go out, you get to laugh, you get to have a meal, you get to have a couple of drinks, and it's all for charity.
Good cause.
It's a good cause. They're raising money to look after two different orphanages. I think they're in Joburg.
Mm.
It doesn't matter where they are. It's a really good plan. It's on the 9th of June, 6:30 p.m. $295 per person. I want you to go and search.
Does that
for,
include dinner?
No, I don't think it does. Maybe it does.
I think it does.
Maybe it does. Yeah, it includes dinner,
yes,
man.
Yes, that's amazing.
Chris Forrest, Mojak Lehako, Warren Robertson, Hannes Brumé. There's so many comedians that are part of this. And what I love, again, you get to have a good night out. You get to have a cool time. And you get to give back, which is a pretty cool thing, right?
Mm, definitely. Wow.
So we're going to put that link up online so that you can also follow that and get involved. You know, it's that easy. We're going to put it up online. One of the things, Kerry, you know I travel a bit.
Just a little bit. Are you sure?
Just a little bit. I travel a little bit. What is the mission with our visas in South Africa?
Mm.
Like, do we, I know we need one to go nearly everywhere.
Yes.
There's like 60 countries that we can visit without them.
Yeah.
But. Next week I'm going to London and I'm going to Scotland and I'm going to be traveling a little bit to go do good work as well, sort of charity stuff and going over. And I realized on Sunday I had a visa, They'd given me a 2-year visa, which I was thankful for, to the UK. And I had just kind of forgotten the dates. So I'm flying next week, Tuesday. And I checked my passport on Sunday. And my visa had expired.
Thank goodness you checked it.
Well, not really, because there's hardly any time. So,
well, when you did, I had to can you imagine if it was halfway through this week? And then
there were strings being pulled yesterday like no one's business. And it made me realize that, like, we're a global world, right? Mm. We should be able to travel wherever we want
exactly.
to. And it's kind of awful that we don't have that opportunity as South Africans to do that.
So restrictive.
It's really not cool, man.
And it's expensive.
No. So there was that guy that got arrested a while ago here in South Africa because he had like a global passport.
A global passport.
But he didn't actually. Do those things exist?
No, I've never heard of that before.
I'd like one.
A global passport.
Yeah, just to say that I'm a citizen of the globe.
And
I'm a human, yo.
I'm a humane.
So it's super annoying.
I've never heard of a global passport.
And life, I mean, it all comes down to, again, this is the reality. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Mm. And like yesterday, I was pulling strings, phoning people, trying to sort stuff out. The first interview I could get at the consulate was only this week, Friday. And from there, it takes 5 days to process your visa. 5 days. Somehow, by the grace of the universe, I got an interview today.
Denton Lee.
Which means I might be going to London next week.
Potentially going to London on Tuesday. But it's going to be a close call.
We're not too sure. Last thing I want to catch up on. Did you see the picture of the guy mowing his lawn during a tornado in Canada?
We've got to mow the lawn. We've got to mow the lawn.
It's gone viral.
Yes.
So I guess... I mean, if you had, apparently the tornado was not as close as it looks in the picture.
But come on.
But the wife and the husband, I don't think he was really mowing the lawn. I think they're South African. I don't think that. They are South African.
Just get the lawnmower.
They're living in Canada and they saw an opportunity to send a really cool picture to their family back home. So he grabbed the lawnmower. Mowing the lawn with this massive tornado behind him, sent it back, and he's gone viral globally.
I think it's awesome.
Well, apparently, not even a tornado can stop a South African from mowing the lawn.
Actually, I've seen a similar picture of two people that had just got married, and they're walking down a dirt road with a massive tornado behind them. But they're like, we don't care. We just got married. We're happy. We're in our wedding dress and our attire. Same like that. Mow the lawn with the tornado.
Do you think his wife told him, get out there and mow that lawn?
Yes, I do think she told him. I have no doubt. And he's like, what? Get the lawnmower. We're going viral.
And do it immediately.
Definitely.
We're going to put that up on online so that you can see... so that you can see that online. I've just got a message. Someone said, could be your 0800 voice, Brenty. It's that video, the Facebook Live video. People think that it's... I don't know what's on with the connection. When I do a Facebook Live, it makes this really Darth Vader noise when we do it.
But isn't it also because it's coming through your laptop speaker, potentially?
Maybe. We'll test that later and we'll figure it out. If not, we'll just leave it. And I'll be doing Darth Vader every Tuesday on a Facebook Live. Every Tuesday, we get to bring you the top 5 good news stories as well, because this is how we roll. It is the only good news chart show in South Africa where we find the good news that's been trending for the past week. And we bring it to you on a platter. We put it up online so that you can see all the videos and you can sort of get the sound bites and see the photos, but more so that you can fill your mind with good things. I believe you should know about what's going on in the world.
Yes.
I believe that you need to have a relevant idea of what's happening around us. But at the same time that you feed yourself with crime, corruption, politics, death, murder, terrorist attacks, you should also have this other side of you where you can still find hope in the world. Before we get into that, man, I watched Wonder Woman.
How was?
Twice.
So at Fox and then...
Yeah, I went to go see it again. And all I can say is... we need a Wonder Woman in the world right now because she believes in hope and goodness and love and all of those things.
I need to go see it.
Yeah, man.
And apparently it broke the box office.
It's one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen.
By a female, for females, with females.
Directed by a female as well.
Yeah.
It's woman power, hashtag. Yep. But it's more so about goodness and love and
great.
Good things. And
sounds amazing.
All of those fantastic things. Anyway, sorry, we'll make that our number 6 story of the week. Kerry, what do we have at number 5?
Facebook community come together to help a Joburg woman stranded in her car. So the community group came together to help a woman in Edenvale who was stranded on the side of the road in her car that wouldn't start. This is my biggest fear.
So before we get into the story, right, I've... In South Africa, the society has become numb to things around us.
Yes.
And if you see someone stranded on the side of the road in their car...
Just keep moving. Just keep moving.
You're a skeptic and you don't know why they're there. Exactly. And you're like, do they want to rob me? If I stop to help them, is it going to be a bigger problem? So as a society, we tend to just not.
And keep going.
Just keep going. Mm. Like, don't worry about it. And this woman, I mean, you said it's your greatest fear.
It is. Because it's happened to me before, many years ago. And, you know, when you're in that situation, you start to panic. And in my case, I was very lucky because as my car sort of died on the side of the highway, a tow truck literally stopped when I did. And he towed me home. So in my case, I was lucky. But this, my goodness.
So I'm a guy and I can relate. A couple of years ago, I took my car in for a service and, but as you do, like, you don't plan for these things. Took my car in for a service.
Mm.
And as I was coming, I picked my car up. And as I was driving home, they had, I don't know if they test the cars while they, I don't know what they do. So I couldn't actually be informed about it. But they'd done whatever with my car and it had no fuel in it. So I can't recall how much fuel I'd left in it.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to be like, oh, you've stolen fuel. They must have been testing and stuff. They must do it.
Because they maybe, do have to drive it. They have to take it for a test drive.
But, and maybe I only had a little bit of fuel in there to start with. I'm not too sure.
Yes.
But I was like, no problem, man. I can make it home. I got no problem. And I was driving from Midrand to Four Ways.
Eek.
And to bypass all of that traffic.
I know.
I took the back road where Summit College.
Oh, my God.
Like the sand roads. And I ran out of petrol. First time in my life, I ran out of petrol. And it was, the sun was going down. Sun was going down.
It really is.
I was alone in my car. I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
But apparently there's this new thing now, actually, and we should warn people. You know when they jam your cars in parking lots?
I've heard about that as well,
They do it now while you're driving. So they can park next to you at a robot, and they can jam your car, and it unlocks your doors.
Can we just, before we put this out on as fact, where's our source?
So,
where's our source?
Somebody posted last night that this was happening to him. At a robot at night, and he saw the car next to him. So what he did is he drove to a police station. And on his way there, he was busy. I mean, he was on Facebook, and he said that his doors kept opening. And every time he tried to lock them all, they would open again.
No, man.
So when he got to the police station, the police actually informed him that this is a new thing, that they can jam your locks while you're driving.
That's super.
So there is a device.
Okay. So the good news here is that we now know that information.
Yes.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about it so we can bring it to you.
Thank
back to the Facebook
and
post.
Thank you. Back to the Edenvale community.
We digress. What this woman had done, she found herself in this scary position where all sorts of things were going on in her head, just like Kerry did now,
mm-hmm.
where it was like all over the place and she was scared.
Yeah.
She was anxious. There were people walking past her. Mm-hmm. It was dark.
So she went onto Facebook.
Her car had stalled. And she belonged... There's these groups that have formed, I would say, in the last, like, 6 months.
Area communities.
Yeah, where people have made Facebook groups.
Yes.
And where they just discuss stuff. They can be like, hey, I'm looking for a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I lost my dog.
So-and-so cut the tree down on the pavement, and that's like a 100-year-old tree.
And we're angry now.
Yeah.
So it's like a community thing, and everybody sort of gets involved. And it's cool, because, I mean, here in 2017, we might not even know our neighbors.
Exactly.
And Facebook has brought us a little bit closer together.
It.
So on this Edenvale group, she posted, what did she post?
She posted that she was stranded on the side of the highway, well, by the off ramp, and that she was scared and she needed help.
And her car had stalled.
Yes.
Her car had stalled. All of a sudden, I mean,
within minutes, I'm sure.
Guys were climbing into
security
their cars.
Groups,
I mean, just citizens. They're just men.
They were all climbing in their cars.
They climbed into their cars to go and wait with her until either her husband or security or a towing service, or someone could get to her. They were like, we're part of the community, and we just want to make sure that you're safe. We want to make sure that you're
I think that's incredible. Okay.
And then some of the women were phoning their security companies, and security companies rocked up there. And by the time her husband rocked up there, there was a procession.
Of all these men.
Of all these men that were just looking after her.
I think that's amazing.
It's really cool.
It's really incredible.
And that's what communities should be about, is looking after each other. We're strangers, but we're also not, because we live in the same area.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that a little, well, not a little, that technology has brought us this far.
Definitely. And now I know for next time, like now I know, should something ever happen to me, I'm going onto Facebook.
Yeah. Go into your community group and be like, I'm a lady and I'm stranded here. And, you know, help would be appreciated, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. It's incredible. A very cool story. We're going to put that up online so that you can get the full story. What do we have at number four?
An open letter from a An open letter from a South African living in London after the attacks. So, the South African took to social media to share some hope after the London attacks. So, she goes, wait, hold on, let me find her name, actually.
Her name is Tracy Stanton.
Is it Tracy? Oh, there she is. It's Tracy Stanton.
Tracy Stanton.
You're so clever. Okay, well, anyway, she's moved to the UK. And after all of these attacks and whatnot, she's written a letter to people in the UK. What I like the most about it is that, obviously, coming from South Africa, she tried to run away from this kind of thing.
Well, back in, it was almost 20 years ago.
I know, 20 years ago. Where
almost
they,
20
they,
years ago.
They experienced some crime and obviously...
Not some crime.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yes. So her and her family pulled into their driveway and there were a bunch of hijackers that shot her husband 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And then her son was completely traumatized. There was blood everywhere. She didn't know what was going on. Mm. They got away with whatever.
Very
and then
traumatic.
There was a whole hospital period. It was really a traumatic time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And since then they sort of left the country and had moved over and whatever else in between.
They
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But they decided that they couldn't live with the crime here, so they were leaving to go somewhere else.
Yes.
What she's done is she's written a letter of hope.
Mm.
For Londoners.
Yes.
And the basic gist of it is, don't stay away.
Yes.
Don't hide away. Keep
That's
doing
exactly
what you love.
That's exactly what she said in her letter. Don't cancel your concerts. Don't cancel holiday plans. And don't stay away from the things you always do. Go shopping. Go into crowded places. Enjoy your lives. Just be happy.
Well, she said if you do that, if you start doing
that,
it will become a burglar barred behind electric fencing place. And, you know.
No, don't allow it.
I think it's even hopeful for South Africans.
Yes, exactly. Don't allow it.
Actually, we're going to put that up online so you can read the full letter, open letter. What do we have at number three?
This is the amazing work our spa superhero of the week has done to date. Now, the reason I picked this one, Dario, is a story was written on him in February. And he started something called Soul to Soul.
Because his mother shouted at him.
Yes.
His mother shouted at him. Something happened with his school shoes. And she was like, some kids don't even have shoes.
And they stopped at a robot.
What's wrong with you? They don't even have shoes.
Exactly.
But at 9 years old, after he got shouted at and he realized that some kids don't even have shoes, he was at the robot and he had like a look-see and he saw this kid on the side who had no shoes. And he was like, Mom's right. Like, not only should I look after my stuff, but also, I need to collect shoes for people that don't have them.
Exactly.
And this idea was born. What 9-year-old do you know with the EQ to think about others, to be so selfless?
They are very, very few.
So he did. Maybe we should shout at our kids more.
And he started with Soul to Soul.
That's the initiative now. It's called Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul. Other kids are from all over the place. New Zealand, one of his friends that immigrated to New Zealand. And... other kids in Cape Town, they've sort of just taken on Soul to Soul as their organization and initiative, and they're also collecting shoes. And then there's another one that started collecting socks.
Oh, because obviously if you have
shoes, you need socks. Yes, and a lot of people leave socks out, and I've always mentioned this for when you're collecting clothes and stuff, socks. They always forget socks.
Socks.
And he's collected over 5,000 pairs of socks, and then Bounce has also started.
In like 4 months.
Yeah.
in 4 months.
5,000 pairs of socks and Bounce, you know, where you go jump on the trampolines. Yeah. They now donate socks because you have to buy socks to jump on the trampolines. So if you donate your socks, they go to the Soul to Soul Initiative and the ones that are collecting socks.
That's incredible. How many pairs of shoes has he collected in the 4 months?
Gee whiz. 6,000 pairs of shoes.
This kid is since nine. He started. 6, and he hasn't held on to them. He's given them to underprivileged people.
No, he really has. And then obviously he sorts them and he goes and he donates them. He gives them to people in need.
Very cool. We're going to put that story up online so that you can read it. What do we have at number two?
South African challenges everyone to join a wave of kindness this week. So, how do you say this name? Lodvika.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes, challenged the members of her local Facebook community to do random acts of kindness this week after a bad news weekend. Now, there's a lot of nonsense going on. So she challenged everyone on her Facebook, and I think it's amazing, to do a random act of kindness.
Even
the wave of random acts of kindness, which is 7 days.
What did we say?
One thing every day.
So the beginning of the year, Kerry and I were talking. We did like a New Year's resolution show.
Yes.
It's all on there. It's all online, so you can catch up with it.
It doesn't even have to cost you any. It doesn't cost you money.
All that we said is be better.
Exactly.
Like, you just got to be better.
It doesn't cost you anything to be kind.
That's all that matters is just be better. And here's this person who's made it her mission. Mm. She again, and use social media, right? Because social media is how we can make a difference so easily.
Yes.
So anyway, she used social media. She's inspired people to start doing little acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Just
make someone coffee, smile at someone, just be nice, move your neighbor's dustbin out the way, just do something.
And I've seen it catch on.
Yes, I think it's amazing.
The South African shark guy, not the rugby player, mm-hmm. the dungeon den Marnus Broederijk.
Yeah.
His status yesterday was also about doing kindness.
Good.
So it's like spreading, mm-hmm. which is lekker.
Yeah.
It's lekker. We're going to put that post up online so you can get inspired as well. What do we have at number one?
The One Love Manchester concert raised over £2 million for the arena tax
victims. I don't know. Have you watched some of the performances? Tears for days.
I know. There's my tissues.
Tears for days.
Ariana Grande was joined by international musicians to perform a One Love concert in Manchester for the victims of the arena attack and raised £2 million. That is wow.
Yeah. She raised £2 million. £2 million.
She went into hiding for a little while, but
just
she
to
wasn't
sort herself out.
Exactly. And she just now look. This is incredible.
Well, I don't know if you watch it. It's super super emotional. I've seen it. It's pretty flippin' cool.
And here it is as well. Manchester, your bravery is our hope. Because of you, we can now represent through this as a worldwide community that we will be ready, we will be fearless, and we will be great.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to put those stories up online so that you can read all of them, all of the good things happening in the world. Get inspired. You know, share the good stuff. That's what it's all about.
Be happy and be kind.
Be happy and be kind. That's what Kerry says. Every week we do the top 5 good news stories. Every week we put them up online afterwards. Shut this down. There's music going on in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. That you're tuned into. Where's this? What I'm supposed to be doing now? You're back with the good stuff. That was very loud in my ear. Welcome back, man.
Surprise yourself.
So I've been getting messages. I've just gone through them all now during the break. I definitely sound like Darth Vader.
Yes, you do.
It's a Facebook Live thing. I don't know why. It just makes it sound a little bit funny.
It never used to do that on your other...
No. I think we'll just test the new system and sort of play around. Some people are saying it's a nice to hear Darth Vader on a Tuesday.
When I listened to it, when I watched it, our last one, it was a bit strange because, you know, those when people try to mask their voices, that's exactly what it's like. It sounds like.
Well, you're on the good stuff in Cliff Central. Pretty much. Every week we get to chat to inspirational South Africans that are doing good things. And whether it's in their own capacity or as corporates, it's really cool and inspirational to get those stories and to hear people that are doing really cool stuff for our community, for society, and for the greater good of the world. Today we've got Shilpa from Wipro. Is it Wipro?
Wipro.
I'm going to keep saying it wrong. I'm going to bastardize it all through the show. From Wipro. And they've partnered up with IDC and taken another step towards sustainable CSI with their partnership to create technology access for rural school learners. Welcome to the show. This is
Thank
the
you.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
First of all, what is Wipro? Let's start there. Let's go back to the beginning.
So Wipro is an IT services company based out of India. We are headquartered in India, but we're an $8 billion company. And we are based in 55 different countries across the world. So we're fairly diverse, even though we are headquartered in India. And obviously we are headquartered in Africa. We are headquartered out of South Africa, Johannesburg. So that's the premise. We provide IT services to different customers. So a lot of goods that you use probably are, the IT is run by Wipro mostly. Yeah.
Okay, so it's something that I should know, but I don't, because I play on radio all day. It's pretty much hardcore. And I've been to India, which is like, what's wrong with me? You guys have partnered with the IDC to bring this technology to rural school learners. What does that exactly mean?
So what we have done along with IDC is set up computer labs across. So we will be setting up computer labs across 29 different schools in 3 years.
Wow.
We have finished 6. And it's not just about setting up computer labs. It's also about providing training. We're providing training along with IDC to the teachers. The teachers will go through basic training, but the students and the community at large.
It is important for that technology to come to the communities and to sort of touch the hands of the people that matter most in South Africa.
Very important.
Kerry, you work in these spaces all the time, and you're sort of in the rural areas, in the trudges. Why would it be important for technology to be a part of a school?
Well, because if you look at the schools that are in privileged areas, if you want to call it that, they all have computer centers. Mm-hmm. Everything now going forward in society is technology based, and it's ever changing. So if you get left behind, you're going to be left behind. So technology really is taking over, and even in terms of education is becoming technology based. So a lot of schools now run everything off technology, your iPads, your computers, and then going into society after school, if you're not computer literate, you cannot find a job.
Well, I can already say that I don't write anything down. I'm 32 years old, and I don't have a notepad or a book, or I don't use pen and paper anymore.
You really can't
Just to add with what you're saying, Kerry, why we started this, right? When we set up shop in 2012 is when we decided that we would want to be in South Africa. We've been working in South Africa before as well. But when we set up shop here and we wanted to, you know, we wanted to clearly localize and create jobs for as many South Africans as possible. But when we started, the first thing that we noticed was that there was a scarcity of skills.
Yes.
So as much as we wanted to do that, we couldn't do it, right? And then we started what we call our internship program. We do that. We take graduates who do not have jobs and then provide them with our own training and then give them jobs in our organization. So we started doing that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that was the first batch that we did, was in 2012. But when we started doing it, we realized that a lot of them saw computers for the first time when they went to university.
Yes.
By then, you're done. You know, like nowadays, small children use computers. So their adaptability to technology was far less. And that's when we started going into schools, to rural communities and opening up computer labs over there.
They really can't afford it.
Yes. And quite frankly, I did not realize what a big deal it was. My background is very different. And I think I come from a very privileged world, right? Wow. But the first school computer lab that we opened, we had gone there for the inauguration. The entire village was there. People were crying. And I think for all of us, at least for me personally, that changed the way I looked at what we were doing. We were doing it for a very different reason, and we ended up doing it for a completely different reason. The kind of satisfaction that all of us got, the kind of input that people from our own company have put in for this to be a success after has been great, you know, from then, because we saw what a difference it made to people. I mean, there were a few computers and with folks crying over there and talking about as if it's the biggest thing in their lives, which to me at that point of time, it was just a computer. It changed the way
it
I thought.
It's a huge
you know?
Thing. It's a huge thing for them because
I think, I mean, even myself, I take it for granted.
Yes.
I've grown up. I had a computer in my, I don't even know why I had a computer in my house, but when I was about 13, 14, I had a computer at home and, to connect to the internet, you still had to plug in the modem and then you couldn't use the telephone at the same time.
Yeah. I remember that.
Dial-up. And I can't tell you what I used that computer for. Like we didn't have,
well, we started with projects.
Kiri, we didn't have Google.
No,
we didn't have any of the internet-based things. No. I'm sure that I had email,
had
but
DOS.
At 13 or 14, why would I need email?
Exactly.
Back then, it made no sense. And I took it for granted. And I've grown up with it. And I've learned my skills and my experience with computers. Mm. I'm computer literate.
Yes, absolutely.
And I can only imagine for someone entering university or entering the job world.
Daunting.
Well, it must be such a back footing to not have that.
Absolutely. And we see the difference in how people perform at work because we sell IT services, so our entire life is in front of a computer, right? And that's the reason why we went on and we said that we need to do something not just at a graduate level that we continue to do, but also at the entry level because that's where your foundation is based. And we see the younger children actually taking to computers
I
much
think
faster
my
6-year-old than the older
knows
ones.
How to
so
use.
That's the difference.
No, mom, I have family staying here from America. They're here on holiday for 2 weeks, and their little daughter's 3 years old, and she can handle a phone or an
iPad
better than I can.
Yeah.
If you had to give her a random stranger's phone, she'd be able to go into it, find YouTube, and start watching like cartoons. Mm.
Yes, I mean technology has taken over the world. I have a niece who was 4. 3 or 4 when she started taking pictures on the phone. I was shocked that she could take pictures. She could use an iPhone. And it's
natural for them.
And she teaches her grandmother now how to WhatsApp. And she tells her grandmother, you're absolutely useless. I'm like, oh my God. And her grandmother has been a teacher all her life. So it's like a reversal of roles almost, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to hear that you're empowering South African youth and you're giving them a platform for them to do better and to be better. You've done 6 schools. You've got a couple of more lined up this year. Plans for the future?
So like I said, we did from the time we started in 2013 with the school project, not with IDC. With IDC we started last year. We did 6 schools then. We have done 6 schools this year. We will do 30 by the end of the 3 years is over.
Goodness.
We have learned a lot along the way, so hopefully we will chart our course. We will still be doing stuff we will definitely contribute to education. That's we're just clear on 2 things. One, it will be in IT because for us it's a very business driven decision more than anything else.
Yes.
And 2, it will be in education and we will want to do something which is sustainable. I mean, the idea is it's not to be a fly by night operator. It's to make meaningful difference and to make it sustainable. So any project that we do, we try and make it holistic and sustainable.
There's 2 things that I love there. The first is sustainability. Yes. I think as any organization getting involved with empowering and giving back, sustainability is so, so important. And I love that you've said that. And the second, our great leader, Nelson Mandela, he said, the most powerful tool that we have to change the world is education.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you're definitely tapping into that and changing not just South Africa, but the world. It will, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
If people want more information, if they want to hear about the things that you're doing, if they want to get involved, if they just want to sort of hear about it, where do they go?
They can write to me directly, actually. I can share my email address right now.
You can share it right now, and I'll put it up online after the show.
It is Shilpa, Shilpa.Yohannan, Yohannan, @wipro.com, WIPRO.com. It's a long name, and people normally don't get my name right, so I will share that
fine.
With you.
What we'll do is straight after the show, if you go onto cliffcentral.com, onto the Good Stuff page, we're going to have that email there so that you can get involved and ask questions, and I don't know, it's just good stuff that maybe you can get involved in. This is the Good Stuff on Cliff Central. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
to.
The producers are pointing fingers. Don't know what they're doing.
It's like charades.
I'm gonna Facebook Live that because I don't know what's going on in that little
fishbowl. Hey.
See ya. Sangweni Bun is like the fishbowl.
He's like, what? What are you talking about?
See, can I switch on a mic in there? How do I switch on a mic in there so we can get? I don't know. You in the producer's lounge. I don't know what to do.
Love you guys.
Whatever. They're just pointing fingers. Oh, wow, we got kisses. Man, I love good stuff and I love doing good stuff and being a part of all the good things. Kerry, we're pretty much kind of in winter almost. It's flipping cold.
We are. It's cold.
It's flipping cold. It's super cold. And I think the biggest thing that every year when it gets chilly like this, it's a reminder that not everybody is as fortunate as us to have warmth.
No.
And homes. And blankets.
No.
And things.
Definitely not. So a lot of people right now and organizations are requesting blankets, old clothes, especially for babies.
Socks.
And adults. Socks, please. And someone said to me the other day, I actually don't want to donate these shoes because I wouldn't wear them. That's why I'm getting rid of them. So I'm probably just going to throw them away. And I said, excuse me, that pair of shoes that you are getting rid of, would you prefer to wear those? Or if you see someone on the side of the road wearing water bottles that they've turned into shoes, what do you say about the shoes that you're getting rid of? And that sort of put things into perspective for them. So if anybody has blankets, clothes, shoes, socks, please get in touch.
With you?
Yeah.
With you? How do they get in touch with you?
Well,
can we give out your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Just kidding. What's your email?
K2RSVP. So it's k2rsvp@gmail.com. And obviously on Twitter, you can get hold of me on Twitter or Kerry Stein on Facebook. Send me a message or an email. Get in touch. If you have cleaned out your cupboards and your laundry cupboard and you need someone to pick it up or somewhere to drop it off.
Would you go pick it up as well?
Yes.
I think that's the important thing. You need to make charity easy because it's sometimes a little bit difficult to do that extra step.
Exactly.
To sort of get to where you're going, sort of, hey.
What?
I forgot to tell you what I did last week.
What?
So making charity easy, right?
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to call it Uber for volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before.
Yes.
But it was just cool to sort of see that now, you know, my school, my village, my planet.
Mm, yes.
They're the thing that you swipe whenever you go to like a shop or an engine or in South Africa, it's like a loyalty card. Mm. But I don't know if it's a loyalty card. It is,
but it goes straight to charity.
It goes to charity. Mm. So they've partnered with Better SA. We've had Better SA on the show before.
Yes.
Better SA basically makes volunteering super, super easy. We call it the Uber for volunteering. On a Saturday, you sort of plan with them and you sign up. Mm. And on a Saturday, you go to a certain place.
Yes.
If you live in Four Ways, it'll be like Cedar Broadacre Shopping Center. Mm. Ilovo, we met at this Ilovo Park last week and climbed on the bus and off we went to a school in Akenhof.
Oh, wow.
A little kid's school. 510 kids get fed twice a day, breakfast and lunch, every day.
Wow.
And it's all private funding, so it all comes from corporates and whatever.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And our mission was to go in there and paint the classrooms, like bright, colorful pictures.
So important.
They put like a little picture up and then someone's outlined like the giraffe and then you've got to paint it basically. And then a guy comes in afterwards and just puts the lines in to make it look professional. So we had to paint and we had to do their vegetable garden to make it sustainable as well. Sustainable vegetable garden.
Yeah.
And I did a bit of the painting and then I did a bit of the vegetable garden and then I was like, no, I'm bored. And also, I'm naughty. When I go to these things,
to deviate and like go play.
I got into trouble.
Yes.
Roberta was like, Brent, what are you doing? You're going rogue. And I was like, Roberta, I know why we're here, and I know that I'm supposed to be here to do good, and I am doing good, and I have painted for half an hour, and I've done the vegetable garden, but I really feel like my duty is to make people happy, and these kids. There's a soccer game going on, and they need me. Like, they need me.
I'm out. I'm going there.
I'm out. I'm going rogue. So I went and I played on the jungle gym. I went and played soccer. I landed up in the kitchen, and I fed.
Basically did everything. Played with the kids. You painted. You did the veggie garden. You cooked.
And then
you spoke to everybody.
I also went into one of the classrooms, and the teacher was busy teaching. There were grade twos, like little grade twos. And I was like, hey, do you want me to teach? And all
you
the kids were like, yes! And I walked in, and then when I got to the front of the class, I didn't know what to teach. So I sort of stood there, and they were all waiting for me to like teach them something. And I'm sure I could have taught them lots of things, but it was just sort of the moment. So I was like, okay, guys, today you're going to be the teacher. You're going to teach me how to speak your languages, because I don't know. And they taught me to say, I'm like Sawubona and Dumelang, and we were like talking, and then the teacher got really upset with me and she chased me out.
Good. But you all had fun. And
no, man,
smile.
It was a good day. It's Better Essay. Go check them out. They're a really, really good organization.
Awesome.
Super, super, super cool. Cannot believe the hour's over. How did we even do that?
Tuesday's the best day.
Tuesday's
and
the
now
best
people are
going
to be happy for the rest of the week.
We hope so. We can only hope. You have been tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. And we've spent the show chatting about a bunch of good things. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together. And the only way we'll get through this is together. This week, I leave you with surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers. But most of all, surround yourself with those who see greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. That's the good stuff for this week. The producers have just told me to wrap up. I got the finger. Not a bad finger. It's the circular. Wrap it up. We love hanging out with you guys. It's flipping awesome. And you can catch up with us every Tuesday on cliffcentral.com at 10 till 11. If you want to hear any of the old podcasts, they're all available online again on cliffcentral.com. Just look for the good stuff. Kerry, have a terrific week.
And you. And thanks for listening.
Lekker, lekker. Have a good Tuesday, y'all. Only good things.
Bye. cliffcentral.com